Happy Tuesday! This is your Link Media News and Brief for January 31st, 2023. I'm Evan Dennison. In December, and for the first time, Kentucky voter registration under other political affiliations has broken the 10% mark, according to Secretary of State Michael Adams. In December, Kentucky saw 6,103 new voters register for a net gain of 500 new voters. Meanwhile, 5,594 voters were removed from the polls, 3,686 deceased voters, 1,429 who moved out of state, 391 felony convicts, 44 who voluntarily deregistered, 43 who were injured, adjudged mentally incompetent, and one duplicate registration. Republican registrants account for 45.5% of the electorate, with 1.6 million voters. Republican registration rose by 2,048 voters, a 0.13% increase. Democratic registrants account for 44.5% of the electorate, with 1.6 million voters. Democratic registration dropped by 2,892 voters, a 1.8% increase. Voters registered as independent or with other affiliations account for 10% of the electorate, with 358,336 voters. Other registration increased by 1,353 voters, or 0.38%. A staff member and a student from Newport Independent Schools were honored during the January 16th Northern Kentucky branch of the NAACP's annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Outreach Luncheon. Coordinator of the Newport Independent Intermediate School Family Resource Center, Marshall Watkins Blackwell, was honored with the Northern Kentucky NAACP Outstanding Community Service Recognition Award. She was nominated for the award by Newport High School Youth Services Center Coordinator Donna Watts. As the coordinator of the Newport Intermediate School Family Resource Center, Watkins Blackwell's role is to tackle the daily challenges of food disparities, health disparities, finding mentors for students, and other problems that occur when working with students and families. She also sits on a local and state boards that help her in advocacy for students and families. Newport High School senior Jacine Harville Green also received an award at the event. She was awarded a St. Elizabeth Healthcare Scholarship. Harville Green plans to study nursing at NKU. Celebrate Groundhog Day with a short hike in Fort Thomas this year and perhaps even meet a distant cousin of Punxsutawney Phil along the way. The Fort Thomas Forest Conservancy is hosting a short day hike from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, February 2nd in Tower Park. Participants can check in at Shelter 3 in the park for the self-led hike through the woods looking for groundhog shadows. Each shadow along the trail reveals a groundhog fact, and those who find all the shadows will receive a prize, a craft from Fort Thomas's own groundhog. In the event of inclement weather, the event will be held in the Armory in Tower Park starting at 4:30 p.m. Tower Park is located at 900 South Fort Thomas Avenue, Fort Thomas. Organizers ask that everyone be on the trail by 5:30 p.m. The Holy Cross girls and boys basketball teams competed in the All-A Classic State Tournament over the weekend in Richmond. The two made it to their respective championship games, the girls winning their second All-A title in program history, while the boys lost a thriller to Evangel Christian in search of their fourth All-A title in program history. Indians junior Julia Hunt was awarded the tournament MVP, Indians senior Jacob Meyer also taking home MVP honors. The girls' team defeated Leslie County, Owen County, Pikeville, and Bethlehem for the championship, while the boys defeated Danville, Hazard, and Owensboro Catholic before falling to the Eagles, who are out of Louisville. KHSAA district tournaments begin 20 days from today as the postseason nears. Those were your top stories of the day, Northern Kentucky. Learn more about these stories and everything else going on in your community at linkny.com. Have a great Tuesday. Thank you for listening.